GitHub goes down, and the industry feels it. When GitHub Actions and Pages went offline, it was not merely an inconvenience for the software industry, it was a full stop. CI pipelines failed, deployments blocked, code reviews stalled. The Hacker News thread that followed, scoring 414 points and 338 comments, functioned simultaneously as real-time technical diagnosis and collective stress processing. What the outage exposed beyond its immediate disruption is a concentration risk that has accumulated quietly. GitHub has absorbed so much infrastructure responsibility, code hosting, CI/CD pipelines, container registries, security scanning, package distribution, project management, that its failure surface is now enormous. A single availability incident produces outsized downstream effects across an entire ecosystem of dependent workflows. Several commenters trace this concentration to GitHub's pricing model. Free and low-cost tiers have made GitHub Actions the path of least resistance for CI/CD at scale. When the alternative is running self-hosted Jenkins or BuildKite infrastructure, most teams, especially early-stage ones, choose the managed solution. That decision is individually rational, but creates fragility at the ecosystem level. A separate disclosure this week came from Framework, the laptop maker known for repairability and transparency. The company revealed a data breach originating from a Metabase zero-day. Metabase being a popular open-source business intelligence platform used in Framework's analytics stack. The community praised the disclosure's candor and detail while noting the broader lesson. An organization's attack surface now includes every SaaS tool and self-hosted analytics platform with access to customer data. A BI tool with an unpatched vulnerability is as dangerous as a vulnerable database. On the hardware side, a YCS26 startup called Proven Metal is promising PCB delivery in days rather than the industry standard weeks. Experienced hardware engineers in the LaunchHN thread raised pointed questions about yield rates and component sourcing constraints. But the core value proposition addresses a genuine and long-standing pain point. Software engineers can push code and receive feedback in minutes, while hardware engineers have lived with week-long feedback loops on board revisions for decades. Compressing that to days, even for prototype quantities, could enable 10 to 12 hardware iterations per month rather than 3 or 4, changing what is feasible to explore.